You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Hey, we're not back in the woods here, folks. I'm out in the West Coast. This is James Kelso, your host on the Trump Phenomenon, the West Coast edition tonight. Live, thank you for tuning us in here on June. I don't have a computer in front of me. I don't know. Wait, what's the date? I think it's June 4th, I think, 2019. The show is obviously live. I make that eminently clear constantly throughout the show. And I invite you to call in, yes, to the incredible talent of the Republic Broadcasting Network engineers. In spite of the deficiency of my means and skills, these guys can take your calls, even though I'm just here in California on a cell phone, and they're going to get your calls into this cell phone. I'll hear you. You'll hear me. And we can talk on the air, 800-313-9443. Usual number. So call in now. I would really appreciate it in this show because I am devoid of communications devices. I have my cell phone. I have the New York Times in front of me. I can buy that. I have the LA Times in front of me. Oh, God, what a mistake that was. That was a, how much of a mistake was that? $2.75 worth of a mistake. And the New York Times, that was a $3 mistake. I didn't buy the Washington Post, thank goodness. The Wall Street Journal's better. I think it's actually owned by Fox, the Fox people, by Rupert Murdoch. Somebody who knows, call in and fill me in. I think it is. That's actually a better deal at $4. This is actually some actual reporting in the Wall Street Journal. So we'll launch into our show tonight. Donald Trump, of course, a very successful visit to the mother country, to England, and a wonderful, prestigious visit with the Queen of England. A wonderful, wonderfully dignified parting with Theresa May, the train wreck of a prime minister who destroyed Brexit. Well, sabotaged it. It's not destroyed yet. Come October, what is the date in October? I forget the exact day, but apparently that is the cutoff date for Britain to leave the European Union. And let us all earnestly pray that that happens. And Donald Trump, the best thing he's done on this trip, or one of the two or three best things that he's done on this trip, is to make it plain to the British people and to the world that America has a wonderful trade arrangement, waiting, ready and waiting for a Britain that is free, free at last. Yes, Britain needs to be free at last. And Donald Trump saying a deal that's two or three times better than what we have now. And the British people should jump for this, go for this. Donald Trump has been rooting for Brexit, leaving the European Union. And he's used wonderful language here. He talked about Britain, a nation that wants to guard its sovereignty, a nation that's very special. That's a word, that's an adjective that he uses all the time for things that are important, special. Something's very special. He said England is very special. He said that the relationship between America and the United Kingdom is unparalleled in all of history. And think about it. That's true, isn't it? It's a wonderful friendship. The It started out with a little bit of rock, started out wonderfully. Then there was a rocky moment there in 1775. Concord and then there has been a wonderful following of that, and of course the celebration this week was the 75th anniversary of the narrowly successful Normandy landing, the incredible, daunting, mind-bogglingly difficult Normandy landing, and which was necessary to end Hitler's regime. Well, anyway, the 800-313-9443, the lines are open, and you can call in. And Mr. Engineer, if you will just bust into the show here anytime a caller shows up. Meanwhile, any of you that are not now dialing in to call in, I have an assignment for you. Hey, you know what it is. Get out your checkbook, get out your credit card, get out an envelope and stuff some money into it, mail it to Round Rock, Texas. You can find the address and all the pertinent information that you need, AE, et cetera, at republicbroadcasting.org. Go there and read up on how you can contribute. And those of you that have already contributed, hey, donate again, give again. You gave blood last month, give blood this month. Go to your blood bank and help our blood drive. So, well, let's see. I'll give you a little scan here I've done of the New York Times. One thing I noticed, I don't regularly read the New York Times, not at all, actually. I haven't read the New York Times in an age. But here in California, it's readily available. Apparently, some of these people like the New York Times, where I am, and liberal land. You know, I can see why Donald Trump calls it the failing and fake news New York Times. Every single page, every single article is something nasty. Well, almost everyone. Not the cooking articles or the horticulture, but everything has something bad to say about Donald Trump. There's a big article on the front page about Elaine Chao and her connections with China. Here's the article under that, again on the front page above the fold. It's a joke inside a troubled Trump condo project in Uruguay. Delays are a microcosm of deeper problems for his company. They don't even use English language right. Delays are a microcosm of deeper problems for his company. It's not a correct use of the word microcosm. But, you know, the New York Times is not a very literate paper, and the people they hire are stupid. So that makes sense. So that's, you know, everything above the fold on the front page is negative on Trump. Oh, then we have two pages of ads. Oh, wait, there's a little article here that squeezed in among the ads covering the Russia investigation. Okay, let's see what they say. This is new for me. Let me read it. It's like a special statement from the New York Times. Let's see if they say anything true. For the better part of 3 years, the Times has been at the forefront of reporting on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and on the subsequent investigation led by the special counsel Robert S. Mueller III. After a redacted version of Mr. Mueller's report was released in April, we invited readers to look back at our coverage and submit any questions they might have about it. Directed by those submissions, we drafted a series of questions and passed them along to Matt Purdy, the deputy managing editor who oversees the Times Investigative and Enterprise Journalism. Two of Mr. Purdy's responses are below. Oh, my God. This is obfuscation. With the approach of the 2000 election, here's one of the questions. Many readers are looking back at our 2016 campaign coverage and expressing lingering concerns. Oh, that's what it is. Remember that phrase, folks. Lingering concerns. Do you have any lingering concerns? About the relative importance we, that is the New York Times, the fake news, failing New York Times, assigned to the Trump-Russia story as compared with our articles about Hillary Clinton's emails. It wasn't just the emails, folks, was it? In retrospect, do you think, this is a question from the concerned reader, do you think that the two stories, the FBI investigation into Trump-Russia ties and the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server, were given proper coverage? Now, it's going to be interesting to see what this clown Purdy has to say. But we'll all just draw a breath here and compose ourselves while we prepare to read his answer. But okay, let's read his answer. All right, here we go. I can see he's starting out with CYA right off the bat. During the 2016 presidential campaign, the press had to deal with the extraordinary circumstance. Extraordinary circumstances. Mm-hmm. That's why they lied. Both, and then both is in emphatic type, both major party candidates facing criminal investigations. Coverage of both was justified as news. Oh, thank you. Thank you, New York Times, for telling me that it was justified. That is such a magisterial, august conclusion. It is true that the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails received more coverage during the campaign than the investigation of Donald Trump and his aide. Oh, my God. He's actually turning this around. He's turning it on his head. He's actually saying, oh, we covered Hillary more than Trump. Oh, come on, you lying clown. I mean, it's just bald-faced lying. Oh, God. But that was largely a function of timing. Okay, so we had extraordinary circumstances. Now we have timing. The Clinton investigation played out during the campaign and came to a very public conclusion and a brief revival through the official actions of James Comey, the director of the FBI at the time. Blah, 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 blah. I won't burden you with the rest. Then I'll get down to. By contrast, the Trump investigation began in the summer of 2016. See, folks, wasn't the election in November of 2016? Well, I think that's pretty early, the summer of 2016. That's okay. Was in its relatively early stages by Election Day and was not the subject of public disclosure by the FBI. For those reasons, that inquiry received less press attention. So he's actually, this guy Purdy, what a puke. He is actually saying, oh, we apologize for covering Hillary's crimes too much. We overemphasized Hillary, and we didn't talk enough about Donald Trump. Come on, you piece of garbage. You've talked about Donald Trump as a criminal in every article, every edition, every paper for 3 years. You've exonerated and excused Hillary and ignored her crimes throughout that entire period. Let me see. Obviously, though, as the Trump investigation has played out, it has dominated much. Oh, obviously. So we use the adverb obviously. Obviously. We don't need to think about this too much because it's obvious. It's obvious to the social elite in New York City. It's very obvious. Obviously, though, as the Trump investigation has played out, it has dominated much of the coverage of the first 2 years of the Trump presidency. Oh, and then he goes, we do think a lot about proportion in our coverage. Oh, come on, buddy, don't make me throw up. We understand that readers often see political coverage through, no surprise, their own political lens. Our job, well, let's see, what does he think his job is? Let's see what he thinks it is. Our job is to work hard. Well, he's already strikes out right there. Work hard to see this coverage from an objective news perspective. How could he write that with a straight face? Well, I'm sure he didn't. an objective news perspective. What is important for readers to know? Well, that makes sense to him. See, that is his, he does view that as his job, to decide what you need to know. That's how these liberal pukes, this is how they conceive of themselves. They're superior. They're smarter than you. Even though they're dumbasses, they're smarter than you. Are we holding the powerful to account appropriately? Are we being fair? And then it is concluding paragraph. In the political context, we are facing these questions from the public as never before, especially as we head into the 2020 campaign, and we take them seriously. Yeah, buddy, you got that right. You're facing these questions as never before. You got that right, Mr. Purdy, Mr. New York Times. What is his position here? He's the deputy managing editor, deputy managing puke. Yeah, as never before. We're on to you, buddy. We're on to your establishment. We're on to your deep state. We're on to your whole cabal of liars and fake reporters. And we can thank Donald Trump for that, who has identified you as the fake news. Fake news. It's not real news, this newspaper of yours, the New York Times. And I hope it's failing. Unfortunately, Donald Trump is the spectacular nature of Donald Trump is selling a lot of media, everybody's media. It would be nice if it only sold right-wing media and patriot media, like Fox. But it sells everybody's media. And Trump is boosting the ratings of everyone. In spite of that, CNN is failing in spite of that. And MSNBC is failing in spite of that. Let's hope the New York Times fails as well. Let's hope the Washington Post fails spectacularly. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, and he's subsidizing it big time. Let's hope he loses a bundle. Let's see. Now, I don't have a screen, so I can't see whether we have any callers yet. Engineer, anybody on the line? Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, thank you for calling, sir. And by the way, somebody else, lines are open. Call in. Come on. Join the party. We're having fun. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, James. How you doing tonight? James, what's on my mind is this Rachel Maddow and this Anderson Cooper and F. Chuck Todd. And I think all these people are homosexuals, number one. It's kind of strange that they're not even 1% of the population, but they're controlling our airwaves. Well, not controlling them, but they're putting out their propaganda. They're putting out their propaganda. Hold on. They don't have that many numbers statistically in this country as a population, yet they're telling the narrative. They're giving a narrative, just like this this imbecile Adam Schiff. This guy, I think he's working from some deep state government from another country. I'm not going to mention no names, but you can well tell that this guy, this guy Adam Shifty Schiff, is some kind of a criminal enterprise that he's working for when he's lying in the numerous lies constantly for 2 years he's been saying about Trump. This is unbelievable that this guy's not arrested. And James, why hasn't Hillary been arrested? You know, they kept saying that the rallies were locked up.
You're covering the waterfront there. Let me just take a focus at the various topics. Pardon the pun there, but on the question of Donald Trump has made an interesting initiative in regard to homosexuality. Now, I think Rachel Maddow is a lesbian. I think she's acknowledged, isn't she? Hasn't she said that she is?
Absolutely. Yes, she has.
And then Anderson Cooper has paraded around New York City with his husband. He actually has a husband.
And Shepard, too. Shepard, the guy on Fox News, I believe, is, too.
Really? No, I haven't heard that one.
I've heard that from him.
Well, okay, but let's get some more confirmation on that one. Think that guy, I use the adjective or the noun puke. All these guys are pukes. And Shepard Smith is a puke, whether he's a homosexual or not, has nothing to do with it. In fact, he's a dope. But now Donald Trump, this is interesting. Donald Trump has displayed, I think, brilliant move. We'll come back to this.
Hang on,
because you'll hang on? Okay, we'll see you right after the break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey, that's Big Bad Big Donald John. John Trump, that is. And we're talking about Big Bad Donald John Don Trump and homosexuality. How about that? How about how do you like them apples? I'm mixing up my puns here. I better watch out. Mixing up my metaphors. Donald Trump has come up with an interesting initiative, which is that he is actually, I'm not sure exactly the form that it took, I just glanced over the headline, but he put forward an initiative to oppose those people around the world who make homosexuality a crime. Now, this is a surprise move. That's one the other side never saw coming. Donald Trump saying, it's not, you shouldn't make, you know, I think, for instance, jihadis throw homosexuals off the top of buildings and punish them with death. Donald Trump saying that's wrong. That should be wrong. It should not be allowed. And that's a good move by Donald Trump. And the point he's making, Tom, here is this. He's not... Ladies, he's being... he's being very smart about about forming a movement and forming a coalition of people. Notice Anderson Cooper is a left-wing slob. He's also gay. Well, it's the left-wing slob part that bothers me. Matt Drudge is gay, and it's his patriotism that causes me to really admire Matt Drudge. And Donald Trump takes the same approach. So the he doesn't make the mistake of saying, well, you know, all gay people ought to be thrown off the tops of buildings, you know. And he doesn't do this with other groups of people also. And he doesn't, in fact, you know, cut off his own nose to spite his own face with that kind of tactic, which some people on the right have used very, very unsuccessfully for more than half a century. So, yeah, Maddow is a puke, Cooper's a puke, and others, but not because they're gay, but because they're left-wing pukes who happen to be gay.
Well, James, that's my point. Excuse me, James, that's what I was trying to say. They're not even 1% of the American population. We have millions, multiple millions of Americans that are Christians in this country, and they can't watch that puke that's on TV that they puke at. Because they have a narrative what they're dummies, the dodo birds. I call them dodo birds that would even listen to those imbeciles talk on TV. But you know, James, that's the problem. There are a lot of dodo birds that don't know the truth. They get mindwashed, brainwashed, whatever you want to call it. But they are mindwashed, they're brainwashed, and I don't know how dumb they are. I don't know. But to me, what's going on with this whole with this Russia collusion, with this whole thing, the narrative.
Yeah, well, hang on,
for 2 years.
The disproportion, let's address your disproportion idea. Okay, yes, of course, they're in a huge disproportion to their numbers in the population. The left controls the media. The left had taken that over. They control the mass media. They control the top of academia. Why do I say the top of academia? I think they've got their claws into the teaching profession all the way down to kindergarten, all the way down to preschool. And
absolutely, James. Absolutely.
They played it very smart. Saul Alinsky is one of the writers on this subject. There's a phrase, march through the institutions. The communists, Lenin thought about this all the time. Lev Bronstein, better known as Trotsky, he thought about this all the time. How to take over a society. How to subvert society. And they set this as a goal, whereas we normal people, we don't think about things like that. We don't have a summer Highlander school. That's what Martin Luther King attended, the Highlander school. What was the Highlander school? I forget where it was. Somewhere, Monteagle, Tennessee, I think.
I was reading about Merkel, Angela Merkel. Did you know she's a big-time communist? She was raised in communism, Merkel?
Well, yeah, she was a Communist Party member in East Germany, yes. But now that doesn't... Yeah, well, big time. But a number of the patriotic leaders that have emerged in Eastern Europe also were members of the Communist Party. And let's put that in context. If you wanted to do anything in East Germany or Hungary or, you know, Poland during the Warsaw Pact communist years, well, you pretty much had to join the Communist Party. So some of the good people who've come out of the communist breakdown we're also formerly members of the Communist Party. But I was mentioning that we on the right, we don't have schools and on how to take over society and how to subvert society. We don't think that way. We're good people. It's natural.
I agree, James.
For people on the left, they have something wrong with them where they want to control their psychological state is different from yours and mine and all the other people listening to this show. Our approach to the whole world is we like the idea of leaving people alone. We like the idea of other people leaving us alone.
Donald Trump had a great speech today in England. Okay, I'll wait. Hold on.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about this right after the break, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big, hey, we're back, John. Folks. We got Big Bad Tom here on the phone. Tom, give us a concluding thought.
Yes, James, that speech that Donald Trump gave today in England, Britain, or United Kingdom, whatever you want to call it, those three, I guess, or whatever, in the United Kingdom. Yeah, the speech that Trump gave was no other man, I don't believe, in the history of the presidency, or maybe Teddy Roosevelt.
By the way, I'm going to sound like a complete dope here, Tom. I didn't hear it. Just briefly, what was the number one best thing he said in two sentences?
He said, James, he said, we're being invaded. We're being invaded by Mexico. It's allowing an invasion of the United States of America.
Wonderful. And I guess he was making the point. I guess he was making the point from the British point of view. They're being invaded, too. And, see, he did.
That's right.
I did hear this. He said in his argument for Brexit, he said that Brexit is a way for Britain to defend itself against the sad reality, the unfortunate reality in the European Union, that anybody who is physically inside the European Union has the ability to move to any other part of the European Union. So Britain, if it's in the European Union, is now the victim of every illegal migrant invader who gets into Italy, Greece, anywhere in Europe, Spain, France. They can then walk just in exactly the same way that they're crossing our border, any way they can get their butts from the Mediterranean shore to the English Channel and then across the Channel. Once they get into Britain, hey, that's now their new
home. Donald Trump told Theresa May that she should have sued for Brexit exit. She should. If it would have been him, he would have sued to get out because he told
I heard that report. Did he say she should have sued the Europeans?
And she'd still be prime minister today.
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump was overly nice. Yeah, was overly nice, and he was being polite. He was being very gentlemanly with Theresa May.
Correct.
Theresa May is, in fact, exactly what Nigel Farage has called her, the worst prime minister in British history. And Donald Trump probably agrees with that, but he's a gentleman, and he didn't rub it in on her. She's only going to be in office a few more days. Now, another brilliant thing, was another news item today, folks. Donald Trump is doing the right kind of cheering for Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson is in line to possibly replace Theresa May, and he definitely supports Brexit. So this is wonderful. Donald Trump doesn't want to jump up and down too vociferously for Boris Johnson because that won't help him. But he is letting him know, he's letting the British people know, if you put Boris Johnson in there and if you go through with your Brexit, I've got a humdinger of a trade deal waiting for you, come and get it. So that and by the way, you know, America's economy is many times the size of Britain's. If Donald Trump opens the doors to the American economy, man, he can bring 1 million jobs to Britain overnight, and he can bring $100 billion to Britain's bottom line overnight.
James, I don't know if you want to hear this, but 7 out of 10 babies being born in London, England, are Muslim. 7 out of 10 are Muslim.
Yes.
The guy Khan is a con artist. Yeah. They want to flood England. They're flooding all these countries with Muslims because they are liberal and they'll vote, you know, whatever the liberal politic is at the time. So,
yes.
You know,
and
they
Donald
act like
Trump,
they're conservative in their Quran, but they're very liberal when it comes to voting because they want to take a takeover of the Europe. It's like the
London,
all that. That's a takeover.
Yeah. Well, everybody in this audience
has been taken over, James.
Yeah. Well, every single person in this audience already knows that. And you're very focused on it, and you knew it probably ahead of some of us. But every single person in this audience knows that. And Donald Trump,
James,
another
you know what? You know how you take back your government? Everybody you listen to your audience, everybody that works in, I think here's a solution to taking back your government. Everybody that listens and everybody you listen to your show,
yes,
try to get
yes.
a job in the government. Work for the government. Go work for the government. And that's how you take your government back. Get a job getting paid by the government.
I'll talk about that idea after your call. Thanks for calling, Tom. All righty, folks. Engineer, if you get another call, break in and let me know. That last thought that Tom had there about go work for the government, it's something that's goes against the grain of all of us. All of us right-wingers, conservatives, patriots, real Americans, we don't want to work for the government. And as a propensity, but the left does. Why does the left want to work? Why do they want a government job? It's in their blood. Because what is government? What is government? How is government different from other things? What defines government? How is a business, for instance, a corporation, different from government? How is a family, other institutions, different from government or a school? Well, government is different in this way. They got a gun pointed at your head. That's the difference. Everything about government involves a gun pointed at your head. If you don't pay your taxes, in one way or another, this is the beef that the libertarians have always had. Whatever act of government you defy, at the end of the day, they're going to handcuff you and load you in the paddy wagon. And take your home and your money and put you in prison. That's how businesses can't do that. A family can't do that. A school can't do that. the government can. And that's why all the criminality, by the way, of the anti-Trump cabal. You have the FBI. When the FBI goes rotten, as it did under Comey, and as it still is, it's still rotten because the people who did it have not all been fired, and their crimes have not been punished. When somebody who has a gun to your head, which is what the FBI does, goes rotten, you now live in a dictatorship. You now live in a Lavrenti Beria police state. So you must have ethical, honest, clean people running any agency that has gun power, that has arrest power. That has to be, those have to be the best people possible. And you cannot, and when you put in criminals, Obama-type criminals, into those agencies, you just lost your country. Donald Trump saved us from that. He said, maybe, he said this a week ago, 2 weeks ago, he said, maybe the greatest, one of the greatest achievements of my presidency is that I exposed the rot. I exposed the deep state. I revealed it to America. And that is one of the great things he did. I think the greatest is he created the movement that's going to save us. Whether he wins it in 2020 or not, his movement is going to save us if we are going to be saved. I'm not trying to be omniscient. I don't know whether we will be saved, but if we are, it will be because of the movement Donald Trump created, which you, hearing my voice, you're a part of it. I'm a part of it. I signed up as soon as I realized who Trump was and what he was doing for us, and I folded my tent in other activities which were non-productive or counterproductive, and put my shoulder to the Trump wheel. And I've tried to do my best, and I know you folks out there are too. So let me go back to if the engineer will break in with any callers, since I can't see a screen, I don't have a caller board here. Here's an example of the deep state at work here in the New York Times. Donald Trump, and also illustrates Donald Trump's quandary that he had when he won the election. He's got to deal with Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is the Senate leader. You know, he's got to deal with him. He's got to have his support. He can't go to war with Mitch McConnell. So he has tried his best to, you know, work with what he's got. Well, part of what that Mitch McConnell package includes is his wife, Elaine Chao. Well, she's a standard, neocon rhino Republican, just like Mitch McConnell. And she's used the government to enrich herself, just like all of those people do. And so the New York Times is having a field day with that because, Donald Trump, he made Elaine Chao the Secretary of Transportation. If I get any of my facts wrong, people just call me up. And what does the New York Times do with that? They just feast on that. I mean, what's Donald Trump doing when he makes Elaine Chao the Secretary of Transportation? Well, that's, fairly not that key a job. He is keeping Mitch McConnell happy. He has to do that. Or throw McConnell out, which he doesn't have the power to do. So he made her the Secretary of Transportation. Well, she's got all kinds of, all these politicians make money on the side. All of them. All of these corrupt politicians, the deep state politicians, both Republican and Democrat. But now the New York Times wouldn't make of it. They've put a whole staff investigating Elaine Chao. They have here on page 10, page 11, continued, the whole entire thing with no ads, continued on page 813. And the whole thing is Donald Trump is corrupt. Why? Because Elaine Chao is making money as Secretary of Transportation. She is, she's got all kinds of deals going with her family in China. in China. And they're making all kinds of money on U.S.-China trade. And Elaine Chao is up to her eyeballs in it, which puts Mitch McConnell up to his eyeballs. And the question is there influence peddling going on? Is access to Mitch McConnell part of the deal here, where big contracts come to this company that Elaine Chao's family owns? And come on, you know, come on, folks. Of course it does. And, well, you know, what can you do? So, but the New York Times, you see, they're having a field day. They're page after page, you know, their guy, this Puke Purdy, he doesn't have any explanation as to why they don't cover Hillary Clinton's crimes and the criminality of the Obama, James Comey criminal network that staged a coup d'etat against a presidential candidate and then sitting president. They don't cover that. But man, wall to wall, page after page, a whole staff assigned to investigate Elaine Chao. And, you know, this is a non-story, pretty much a non-story. I could do without Elaine Chao. I could do without Mitch McConnell. But there's no comparable. If the Chao family made some money, you know, how many people in pop politics made some money? I would love to see Elaine Chao replaced, and I hope she is replaced here. But it's not Donald Trump's fault. He has had to deal with his flawed material that he inherited as president. Paul Ryan's another example of that sort of. He inherited him as Speaker of the House. He had to pretend to be friends with Paul Ryan. Had to do it. Alrighty. Here's another example of what the New York Times does and the fake news. And thank goodness, be happy that you have, be thankful that you have public broadcasting. Because if you didn't have that, you would have the kind of stuff that were the drivel that I'm looking at. I feel like I almost need to take a shower after I handle this newspaper. Here's an article on they're slamming Congressman, one of our heroes, Congressman Jim Jordan. You know, incredible, incredible congressman from Northwest Ohio. And what's this story about? This is a story. This is the kind of story that, who was it? Let me remember here. Who was it? William Randolph Hearst was one of the first to realize this. He ran a bunch of newspapers. He had a newspaper empire. He was one of the first people to realize that you can destroy somebody with a headline. It's easy. And the form of the headline is something like this. You could write a headline, let me try to think of an example. James Kelso is not now beating his wife. Now, that headline. See, it's true. I'm not now. I love my wife. I don't, you know. But the headline, they use this. William Randolph Hearst used this. And they're using it on Jim Jordan. There's a sex scandal with a wrestling coach at Ohio State University. Jim Jordan was a national champion, gold medalist, super champion at Ohio State. And this guy was apparently a had some sex diddling going on or something, was there. And now they're trying to connect that to our hero, Jim Jordan. And the New York Times, this is worth a whole half a page in the Section A. This is a big, big story. And what's the story? The story is Jim Jordan has nothing to do. When you finish the story, you go, wait, what did I just read? Jim Jordan has nothing to do with this sex scandal. Well, then why did you write about it? Well, for the very reason that William Randolph Hearst said, this is how you ruin a guy. James Kelso is not now beating his wife. James Kelso is not now robbing banks. James Kelso has not been plagiarizing other people's material. Well, those headlines make you think I'm beating, I'm plagiarizing, and I'm robbing. And nobody, few people read the whole story or think about it after they read it. They just go with the headline. And so this is an effort to destroy one of our, you know, up-and-coming heroes, Congressman Jim Jordan. He is one of the true champions of the Trump phenomenon. And this is how the New York Times destroys the guy, or attempts to destroy the guy. Thank goodness it's not working. They've lost, what's the term I used to describe how the Washington Post and the New York Times and the fake news have lost their mojo? This used to work. But we're on to them, and sufficiently that maybe we will successfully defend ourselves. Hey, we've got our last break here. If a caller wants to sneak in for the last segment, call now. I'll get you in. The engineer will alert me to your presence. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Oh, I wish I could go down to that low note. Strong. I can't get down there. Lucky singers who can get down there with Merle Haggard. Hey, we're back with our last segment, and let's go to a caller from Fort Worth. Ken, are you there?
Oh, I can get down there.
Okay, well, good, man. That's good.
Hey, I got a couple things. When I was in the military, just about everybody in the military has got, what do you call it, the toes, you know, what, oh, they just mentioned it. I can't think of it. You know, when you get the sores between your toes, what do you call that? Athlete's foot.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll tell you how I got rid of it. But when I was, when I would dress up, I'd take my hair dryer and put it on my foot, and it dried my foot out, and the problem went away.
Okay.
You know, when you're in the Army,
how do we put the hair dryer on all these liberals?
It will dry.
What, wait, how do we put the hair dryer on all these liberals?
That's a good point. That's good. Hey, I got one quick item for you. A couple days ago, there was a Marine in California watching the border with a television camera in a little vehicle, and three guys come up and pulled a door open and almost pulled him out of there. He pulled his pistol and fired one round, and they ran off. That was on Breitbart, exclusive on Breitbart.
Well, I'm glad he had that sidearm.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, it could have been worse. It could have been worse.
Yeah, sure enough. Well, you know, that's one of the interesting things about the Second Amendment. I forget the name of the guy who wrote the book. It's a very important book, and forgive me for forgetting his name, but it's a great, great book. Stanley something, I think. And he wrote a book demonstrating, proving, he's an academic, a scientist. He proved that guns of all varieties, long guns and sidearms, save many hundreds of lives every year. That in fact, that there are thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands of incidents where someone's life or safety was saved because they had a gun, and that is never reported by the lamestream media.
Right.
And I like what Donald Trump. Wait, hang on, Ken. I like what Donald Trump said to this guy Sadiq Khan, this puke Sadiq Khan. He said, "Hey, stop calling me names and fix London. Do your job." You know, and that was beautiful. I love that. Donald Trump has got so much brass. Go ahead, Ken, your thought.
Hey, did you watch the big dinner in the big hall?
I didn't see it on TV because I'm traveling, but was it magnificent?
Well, watch it. It's worth it. You know, it's very interesting, that big dining hall they got, but do watch it. It was interesting.
Where was the president seated next in relation to the queen?
He was sitting on the left, and she was sitting on the right.
Oh, okay.
His left. I'm sorry, his left.
But right together.
All wear white.
Uh huh. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. They I heard several of the news announcers say, "Hey, the British know how to do it." And
go watch it. It's well worth it.
Okay.
I'm gone.
All right, and I'll see all you folks again tomorrow night. God willing, and the creeks don't rise, we'll be back at the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Because you